Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome, listeners, to Business Resolutions, the program that conveys experiences and information to help you, the listeners, prevent and resolve conflict, as well as improve your business performance and your quality of life. And as we go forward in the program, the course of this year, I'll go a little bit more detail on some of these goals and values that we have in Business Resolutions. Well, today I have as my guest Jaime Gonzalez. Jaime is the president and chief executive officer of three entities: Antilles Insurance Company, Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Corporation, and Ochoa Realty Corporation. So, how are you, Jaime?
Welcome, Jorge. Welcome. Great to be on your show.
Well, been a pleasure. Jaime, let's start off by you describing to us what these three entities involve. Before you go ahead, I do want to say that Jaime is a cousin of mine, and I am a stockholder in Antilles Insurance and a very proud stockholder for many years. But Jaime, tell us how these three companies, Antilles, Anglo Puerto Rican, and Ochoa, what they do each one, and how they were formed.
Okay, the first company is, I want to talk to you about is Anglo Puerto Rican. Anglo Puerto Rican is a general insurance agency. It was established in 1931, so it's been quite a few years. It's the oldest insurance agency in the island. And it was created by my grandfather, so I'm third generation, and two brothers who acquired Ochoa Building in Old San Juan, and the agency back in the 30s. And this is what was during the Depression. Ochoa Building was owned by the Ochoa brothers, and during the Depression they went bankrupt. And my grandfather and two brothers got together. My grandfather used to work for the Royal Bank of Canada in the foreclosures department, and he saw an opportunity to buy this building, and bought the building with his two brothers, and bought the agency. And that's how my grandfather started in the business in 1931.
And he was your grandfather, I mean, Teodoro.
Yes.
And a golfer way back then.
A very good golfer.
Which is one of your favorite sports.
Exactly.
So Teodoro had the vision to start an insurance agency.
Right.
In the 30s. Okay.
Back then in Puerto Rico, what you had was basically insurance agencies. There were not insurance companies physically present in the island. So most of the business was done through agents and brokers, through the agency, and then insured with companies outside of Puerto Rico.
And where'd the name Anglo-Puerto Rican instead of American Puerto Rican? Was American taken up by someone else, or the name Anglo? Well, of course, it was Royal Bank, so it was a little bit.
Exactly. I think it had to do with me. I don't know where my grandfather brought the name, but I guess Anglo with Anglo-Sajon, Anglo-Saxon, you know.
Right.
I guess maybe with an A because it was a good letter in the
alphabet. Get you up in the standings
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Very good.
But Anglo is a general agency, so it has represented many insurance companies throughout the years, one of them being Antilles. So Antilles was formed in 1968 by my father, my father had a different mentality than
and
my grandfather.
Jose Enrique, right.
And my father believed that the future was not so much insurance agencies, but insurance companies. And my father in 1968, that's why he put together Antilles Insurance Company. But before then, Anglo used to own Praico, which is now Mafre today.
Okay.
So we did have an insurance company in the family. Actually, I forgot to mention, when my father and his two brothers acquired Ochoa Building, it was Anglo and Praico was the other company that the Ochoa brothers, when they went bankrupt, was another company that the Ochoa brothers had, which was acquired by my grandfather and his two brothers.
But was Anglo Puerto Rican already established?
Actually, it was established maybe a year after.
Oh,
because there was a law in Puerto Rico that the business had to go through an agency. So my grandfather and his two brothers acquired this building and acquired Praico.
Okay.
And then a year after, they had to put together Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Agency. So we were owners of Praico for many years.
Okay.
In 1955, my grandfather sold Praico. And my father came
and
on.
Praico was Puerto Rico American?
Puerto Rican American Insurance Company.
So they had to use an Anglo. That's why Anglo had to come in, had to be
exactly.
Different. Yeah. Okay.
And my father came to work in 1955 when my grandfather had sold Praico. And my father always told me that he believed that my grandfather had made a mistake by selling the company. Right. And I guess my father being a company man, that's why a few years later he put together Antil. So
yeah, one of the things is as I interview people, and I especially love to hear and see and applaud our business people here in Puerto Rico who, beyond distribution or service, go in and actually set up a company to manufacture. In this case, it would be to run an insurance company. So that's one of the things I always applaud, and I think we just have to do that so much more than what we do. But
anyways, Antil started in 1968 as a very small company. It started doing basically homeowners insurance and automobile insurance, personal lines. Today, it's a $35 million company in terms of gross written premium. Not very big. I mean, by comparison to other insurance companies that are in the island, we've always tried to keep this company very manageable. So we're not about growth. We've never been about growth. I mean, growth has come, you know, throughout the years. It started out from zero to $35 million today. But it's a family run operation, very conservative, and we do both personal lines and commercial lines. Everything but life and health is done at Adam Deals.
And the rating with Best is an A
excellent rating, which is the highest rating that a company in Puerto Rico that AM Best is awarded to a company in Puerto Rico.
Okay,
so it's a very we feel very proud of our rating.
Best is like Fitch, like Standard
exactly.
Poor, like okay.
AM Best is like the most prestigious company that rates insurance companies.
Yeah. And anybody else on the island have an A rating?
There's a couple companies.
Don't mention them.
Yeah,
let's just
there's a couple, but most of the companies are either A or A minus. But there are only a few are A.
And how do you think what in terms of course they give you the assessment and you fight for those every year, what are the attributes, what are the factors that bring on the A rating?
Your operational results, your capital, how much capital, and basically operational results and capital and your management team. And if they see results that are positive results year after year, and you keep the capital is an adequate amount of capital, because you have to have capital to be able to write insurance. And also, reinsurers are very important. Whoever's behind you insuring these risks, we need reinsurers to be able to provide capacity and write insurance in the island. AM Best looks at all those factors. Like I said, operational results, management, reinsurance. And they from looking at that, they make they establish whether that company is, whether it's an A minus, a B plus.
What do you think? I mean, from inherited from your father and then carried on by you. What are the main goals or philosophies that you think have been particularly important in maintaining the A rating and maintaining the standard that you've been able to achieve?
Discipline is, I think, the main thing that I think that we've had throughout the years. My father brought this business. You have to be very disciplined. I mean, in insurance, you have to know who you write. You have to be very selective, whether it's in commercial lines or personal lines. We are very selective in terms of who we want to insure. And if you are disciplined and you have a good management team, you should be successful.
Don't get involved in risky matters just to bring
exactly.
on more premiums and,
exactly.
and sexier things coming down the pike.
Bringing in premiums is very easy. All you got to do is lower the price.
Right.
And we're not about lowering. I mean, we're not the cheapest market in out there. We just want to make sure we provide an adequate premium, but also we want to make sure that we know who we're insuring.
What would you say are the challenges, the main things that keep you concerned and that you think we have to do? Or I say we because I'm part of this entity. What are the things we have to do to keep on top of things? What are the main challenges right now?
The main challenge we have right now is nature. I mean, we're an insurance company. So if we have catastrophes, those are big challenges. My worst fear is earthquakes. We also have hurricanes, but earthquake, we haven't had an earthquake in Puerto Rico since the early 1900s. If we were to have an earthquake, it could be a very difficult situation for all the insurance companies.
Of course, there are some things that you you can't lose sleep about it. There's nothing you can do about right. it, except here. What I guess reinsurance is what you have to do in order right. to make sure right. you're covered, and that's what would keep you from lying awake at night, right? You can't really do anything else about a hurricane or about an earthquake. So,
but the thing with reinsurers is that they can have natural catastrophes outside of Puerto Rico, and maybe you haven't had one here, but it affects you because it's affecting them all over the world. And right. when they get hit all over the world, they're going to come over and hike up the prices.
Hike up here, right.
You know, wherever they're writing business. So reinsurers are very exposed worldwide. So it doesn't have to really, you know, the catastrophe doesn't have to really happen in Puerto Rico.
So when you have the tsunami in Japan, right. if that's one of the reinsurers that Antilles has,
right.
that causes concern for right. you here in Puerto Rico.
Right. Well, my reinsurance contracts are coming up now in May. We renew once a year, and we're expecting prices to go up because 2011 was the worst natural catastrophe year, I think, since Katrina. I think Katrina was in 2005, I believe. And it's been the worst year so far. And so we're expecting premiums to go up. And when premiums go up, we have to pass on that pricing to our insureds.
Okay. So, well, hey, I'm my guest today is Jaime Gonzalez of Antilles and Anglo-Puerto Rican and Ochoa. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back, and we'll go into how you got into this business and how you see yourself in terms of developing as a third generation, different from your antecedents, let's say. Okay.